Blog Talk Radio.
During Trump month, Lisa knew 2019 Ford F-150.
Hey, hey, hey. I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so go on and get to clapping. Go pop it for a pad, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a pad, drop it for me. I'll rent some beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies. Pop the tail for dinner, Julio served that scampi. You got it if you want it, got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it, take my wallet if you want it now. Jump in the Cadillac,
girl, let's put some miles.
So if I don't, I apologize. So we had Becky and Sasha. Sasha won by disqualification. Bailey achieved the win. She retained. Let's see. The cruiserweight Drew Gulak retained. AJ retains over Cedric Alexander, which kind of known that it was going to happen. We do got new SmackDown Tag Team Champions, the Revival, Crybabies. But, Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode are new Tag Team Champs. So both of the tag titles have changed. For the women's tag titles, they didn't change hands. Alessa and Nikki still have the titles. Intercontinental Championship match. Shinsuke retain. They get some help from Sami Zayn. The 24/7 did retain, kind of retain, but he didn't defend it, but everybody was going after him. And Alexa Bliss, during her match, was trying to pin him, 1, 2, 3, but didn't get the 3 count, so only got the 2 count, and he ran. It was kind of funny because I guess when before her match, she was getting interviewed. Her and Nikki was getting interviewed, and R-Truth was the mic holder, and I think Carmella was holding the cords or whatever. The funny thing is, like, you got a nice voice. So really, then she had to grab the mic. It's like R-Truth is back here for everybody. So took off and ran. And that was before that incident happened. Let's see. The WWE Championship, that retained. Kofi retained. And Seth Rollins retained his Universal title. So I think that's that. I think we got all the matches cleared out. Oh, yeah. It was Roman Reigns and Eric Rowan. But thanks to Luke Harper, who interfered in the match, Eric Rowan won the match. That was the match before the main event. So, that's that. And I thought it was a very good pay-per-view. I would have gave it maybe a...
Her husband was critical, like,
I should do one through. I'm gonna do like 1 through 5. Cause normally I'll do 1 through 10, but I'm gonna do 1 through 1 through. No, I'm gonna do 1 through 10. That's what I'm gonna do. I give it a 9 overall, cause all the it was all good matches. They had funny moments. And a couple of shockers. So that was overall good pay per view. So 9 out of 10 and match of the night. Oh God. It was hard to choose from. It really was. I guess I had to get match of the night for the match that was on the pre show. That was the triple threat match for the Cruiserweight title. I had to get that one light match of the night. After disposing of his body, Jane said she had cleaned up the scene in the trailer. But anyways, our next pay per view will be not that long from now. It's gonna be October 5th for Hell in a Cell. And they already got one match. It's gonna be the Fiend Bray Wyatt versus Seth Rollins for the Universal title. And we don't know what's the state going to be for the WWE Championship, because when SmackDown premieres on Fox October 4th, Kofi Kingston is going to defend his title against Brock Lesnar since he made his return and was a SmackDown this past Tuesday. Well, everybody knows how I feel about Brock. He's a good wrestler, but it's just such that he just don't make the time to, you know, show the show. So that's, we're all traditional people there, but I know some people are going to be like, but he's a believable champion. Anybody can be a believable champion, but you just got to make the scenario right. That's just why I just think about that. Let's see. I think Sasha got her rematch against Becky Lynch in the Hell in a Cell match for the Raw Women's title. Right now, them like the only two matches in Universal and the Raw Women's title. Them only two matches that they announced so far. Both matches gonna be in the Hell in a Cell match. So, it's going to be interesting to see. But I did see most of NXT this past Wednesday, although I didn't see it live, but I saw at least majority of it. And you got new North American champion out in the state of Roger Strong with some help from Undisputed Era.
DNA was just starting up.
Let's see.
The substantial use of law enforcement. It's only
the last match of the but the night of what was shown on WWE Network, I did not watch it. I'm going to try to watch it after I'm done here just to see how it went. So I didn't see that. But overall, it was good for his debut on USA Network. So, yeah, that was cool. And let's see. What else are you talking about? Oh, yeah. So this is all future plans. Well, the future plans is the only thing I'm going to talk about is the radio network. We're going to try to like expand it for like listening viewers in the city and all out there. So we're going to try to get some plugs in somewhere just to. No, get it out there, because I know there's some people out there that listen to this, and some people like pay attention to the website and stuff. So we're trying to see if there's something that we can do to I might have an idea like how to do it, but just stay tuned. Like we will like court all our live shows and stuff, so you can like listen to the replay and all that. We're gonna try to put it on the Wrestling Fan Speak Out website and put it on the WFSO Radio Network part of the website, and hopefully you can be able to listen to it. So that's gonna start when we start doing shows October 8th, which will start with Arthur Smith's mix. And Wednesday will be Hazel Runs Her Mouth, which she is going to do a show tomorrow, just a special episode before we start with all the episodes and stuff like that. Thursday is WFSO Bucks Talk, so we're going to talk about the week of the Bucks, and I'm just trying to think. We might do Fanview if we can get like the original host back for Fanview. We will do that, but that one right now is just gonna be a touch and go, so to speak. So, and plus like tonight now moving to Friday, so we're gonna try to. They play it right after SmackDown. But we will see. Like we are still looking for sponsors, and we've got a few that's coming up. Like I said, we ain't gonna start like announcing the sponsors and stuff until the first show starts on October 8th. So the announcers will be announced, and also they'll be posted on our website. And also they'll be posted on the WFSO Radio Network. So we got a few of them lined up, and we're just hoping to get more. So we will see. So I just got to, like, get some stuff ready and try to, like, put it out there. Put it out there more, but we will see. We're gonna take another break. I know there's a few things I want to talk about as well, so we will be right back.
know of domestic violence.
And we're back. So I guess a little bit I want to talk about, because it seems like a lot of things are going on. Like I mentioned earlier on my podcast, that a lot of wrestling is like moving around in the Midwest. Well, stuff for here, but you got a lot of people. You got a lot of people like fans that's running in Chicago that they're coming up here, which I think is a good move. Because, like, from time to time, it's good to see something different and not always the same. The only reason I probably would say that because after the wrestlers out there now, I can't stand anyway. The rest of them are cool people. And I do hope that Legacy Pro Wrestling had a big turnout last night. They did one of their big shows to showcase a champion. I think it's their fourth one. Not sure, but I hope they had a kick-ass show. Apologize I couldn't make it, but I had a birthday obligation to go to, which me and Hazel went to go see her favorite band in the world, Queen. Yeah, they performed in Milwaukee last night, so we went to go see that. It was actually like a musical, which two of the members were there. And of course, you know about Freddie Mercury passing in 90 or 91, one of the two. And the other lead guitarist, I think he wasn't with the Black Curly Hair. I'm just going by what Hazel said. He's not feeling well. So all the prayers go to him, and it really includes what I saw him last night. I like some of Queen's songs. Like, I'm not like a big fan of theirs, but I do like some of their songs. And there were maybe like two or three songs that they sung that I didn't know that they sung.
Understand that she's done all these
things. Well, that kind of didn't make much sense, but yeah. It was like, okay, maybe.
In their lives, no matter who they are or whether or not they can pay, that's the gig.
My dog again. I'm trying to move her out of the way before she ends up hitting one of these phones. And
help me or someone is going to die.
There we go. But, anyways, it was a good show. Like, in the beginning, I was, like, kind of worried, but, no, it was like, you know, they had, like, everybody singing along with some of the songs, and it was a good musical, so it would have been cool if, you know, people would have came to see it, but it was a big turnout. Don't get me wrong. So I think like more people would be like more interested that it was like that Queen was playing. But I guess that's just me. Let's see, and I just can't wait to start this doing these shows and things like that. I just can't wait. It's just like you said, we are looking for more sponsors. Like, we got a few already. Like I said, some of them won't be announced until the start of the, let's say, start of the show. And I said they'll be on our website and stuff like that too. So if anybody else that's listening is interested, I should say, into sponsoring the WFSO Radio Network, just try to give us a call and try to get a hold of us on the WFSO Radio Network, or get a hold of me on Instagram. Although I'm not on Facebook anymore, but I'm still on Instagram. and look for WSSO on Twitter. Still, like, get in contact with that. Yeah, ain't much I can do with that anyway, but yeah. And just to let y'all know, WFSO is still around. We're just taking right now, just taking the back seat and focus on bigger things. So, they might have, some people might have got our show canceled, but they didn't get rid of us. We're never going to go away. So, sometimes you get mad, you get even, or, you know, just like karma, take over. So, right now, mostly karma is taking over, and like I said, there's a lot of big stuff that's coming in Wisconsin that I know that, yeah, there's maybe another thing may be coming up, but it has nothing to do with me. But, and I'm not going to tell you where they're from or anything like that. Just know that they're coming and they're going to do it. They're going to have some big things coming up. So, everybody just be on the lookout for that. Let's see, what else? We've only got less than 3 minutes left, and let's see if there's anything quick I want to talk about. Or visit today. Oh, yeah, like another Fed that's, I think it's going to be their first time coming to Chicago. It's Heroes and Legends Wrestling. They have another show in Chicago. Just hold on a second. Let me try to look for it. It's going to be Saturday, November 9th. And yeah, that's my brother's birthday. HVAC Pub. At 3530 North Clark Street in Chicago. The only person that, the only person they should schedule to appear, like, as a big stars, because they always have, like, big stars come along. Because they always have, like, big shows, two shows a year. And I was at the first one. Which I will never ever forget. During the sentencing hearing, Jane and her attorney it was like one of those things that you wish that can happen here, but we can't forget we still got Versa Ball that's coming in December, but Jane had moved away and even remarried. And Dave Hero knows how to pull out some big shows too, so but like going to Heroes and Legends is like I was comfortable. I enjoyed the show and the show that I went to and things like that. So I'm going to do my best to go to this one. So for me to go to this Heroes of Legends show in Chicago, it's probably going to likely be like a kind of like a last, like a couple of weeks beforehand. I'll know if I'm officially going to go or not, but I'm going to try to save for it, so I'm going to try to do that. So, look at Heroes and Legends Wrestling.com. Look up their website. That is their website, so check it out. And also, they got a big show that's going on in a couple of weeks in Fort Wayne, Indiana, so go check that out, too. So, get a chance, check that out. And we got to go. WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com. Also check out WrestlingFanSpeakOut.weebly.com. Also look for us on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, and look for me on Instagram. So until then, you guys have a good night, and you will listen to Hazel tomorrow.